The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It has been my experience over the years that there are some stories in Scripture that refuse to let go. Stories that grab hold of us and won't release until we have wrestled with them, struggled with them, prayed over them, and walked away changed. Today's readings are just like that. In Genesis, Jacob wrestles through the night until dawn, demanding a blessing from God. In Luke, a persistent widow refuses to give up until justice is done. Each of these stories are stories about persistence, of prayer that does not end quickly, of faith that refuses to quit, of hope that does not run out when the night is long. In our Old Testament reading, we meet Jacob. Jacob has spent his entire life striving, first with his brother Esau, then with his father, and later with his uncle Laban. His very name means the one who supplants or heel grabber. He's a struggler. He is a schemer. He's a survivor. Now, on the night before he meets Esau, again, after years of estrangement, Jacob finds himself all alone. The river runs beside him. His family is on the other side. His past and his future are both starting to close in. And there, in the dark, someone attacks him, a stranger. A shadow. The text never clearly says who it is, only that Jacob wrestles all night long until daybreak. This is more than a physical struggle. It's a spiritual one. Jacob is wrestling with God. Jacob is wrestling with his own identity, with everything that has brought him to this point. And he will not let go until he receives a blessing. When morning comes, the stranger wounds Jacob, yet he blesses him and gives him a new name, one meaning one who struggles with God. Jacob limps away from that encounter, forever changed. He bears the wounds, but he also bears the blessing. In our gospel reading, Jesus tells a parable about the need to pray always and not lose heart. There is a judge who neither fears God nor respects people. and there's a widow, a person with absolutely no power, no status, no influence whatsoever, who keeps coming to him demanding justice. The judge doesn't care about her case. He has no compassion, no conscience. But the widow keeps showing up. She keeps speaking up. She refuses to quit. Finally, worn down by her persistence, the judge grants her request. Not because he's just, but because he's just tired of being bothered. He just wants her to go away. If even an unjust judge can be moved by persistence, Jesus says, how much more will God, who is love, who is justice, hear the cries of God's people? But then Jesus ends the parable with a haunting question. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will there still be people who persist in prayer, who keep showing up, keep crying out, keep wrestling with God, and refuse to give up hope? Both Jacob and the widow show us something about prayer that our culture often forgets. Prayer isn't always neat or calm or polite. Prayer is sometimes wrestling in the dark, refusing to let go until God meets us there. Prayer is sometimes pounding on heaven's door again and again, crying out for help, trusting that God hears even when the answer is not yet clear. Prayer is persistence born of faith, a faith that knows God is not an indifferent judge nor a distant deity, but a loving creator who listens, who cares, who engages in our very struggles. But let's be honest. Sometimes prayer does feel like wrestling. Sometimes we pray for healing that doesn't come. Sometimes we pray for peace and watch the world break again. Sometimes we pray for reconciliation and still limp away from the wounds of the past. It's tempting in those moments to think that we are doing something wrong, that maybe our faith is just too small, our words too weak. But these stories today, they remind you and me that wrestling is part of faith. Persistence is not a lack of faith, it is faith. Faith is not pretending that everything is always just fine. Faith is refusing to let go of God when you feel lost and alone. Faith is the midnight struggle that leads to a new day blessing. Faith is the widow standing before the unjust judge saying, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. And here's the grace of it all. The God that we wrestle with is the very same God who blesses us. Jacob's story reveals a God who meets us in the struggle, not just on the mountaintop. A God who allows the wrestling, who engages it, who even wounds us in love so that we might be transformed. The widow's story reveals a God who hears, who is just, who responds, not because we wear God down, but because God's heart is already bent toward mercy. This is the God that we pray to. Not a God who demands perfection, but a God who desires relationship. Not a God who stands far off, but a God who enters our struggle, takes on our flesh, and prays for us even when we cannot pray for ourselves. Over the years, I have looked at prayer not as a formula to get what we want, but as a relationship. An ongoing conversation with God. And relationships take time. Relationships take persistence. Relationships take honesty and vulnerability. When we persist in prayer, we soon discover that in the process, we ourselves are being changed. We are being formed, stretched, deepened, taught to see the world through God's eyes. Like Jacob, we may walk away limping, but we also walk away blessed. Like the widow, we may have to come time and time again. But each time we do, we are reminded that God's heart for love, justice, and peace is greater than our own. Jesus told this parable so that we might always pray and not lose heart. That's a word for anyone who's been praying for something a long time, for healing, for justice, for reconciliation, for peace. Don't lose heart. God is faithful. God still hears. God still blesses. So maybe the invitation for you and me today is simply this. Keep praying. Keep wrestling. Keep showing up before God. Lift your voice again and again in prayer. Lift your heart again and again in hope. Because the God who met Jacob in the night, the God who heard the widow's cry, that God, that same God, is still at work today. Still listening, still blessing, still transforming the world through the persistence of faith. So do not lose heart, my dear friends. Pray without ceasing. Wrestle without fear. Hold on tightly to God's promise, because the one who calls, who wrestles, who listens, and who loves will not let you go. Let it be so. Amen.